The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
If you're going to bet on sports, bet with MyBookie.com, where instant access to the action allows you to bet on anything, anytime, from anywhere. Use promo code DRINKINBROS to get started with a double deposit bonus up to $1,000. We need it. After last weekend, Daniel, I'm going by your government name, dude. You've failed a lot of people now, and they're starting to turn. They're starting to turn on Drinking Bros Sports against you, Delco.
Listen.
What happened?
I failed you.
Yep.
I failed the fans of the show.
Sure did.
People on Facebook that I can't even look at because I'm locked out.
Yeah.
For the last month. So I can't even see you talking shit right now. I failed my father. Watches the show, also shares my name.
Yep.
Embarrassing him. And I mean, worst of all, myself.
Real
of course.
Bad. Real bad. You're embarrassing him. Real bad.
Real bad.
Because, I mean, he has to say that he created you. And that's the shame. That's the real shame that he lives in. This tournament was hard to follow, by the way. I watched most of it.
The team event.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. I'm not a big fan of the team event.
Yeah.
And then switching every other day. And then the winner was at like minus 30. You called it.
It was
on
Cantley
Saturday morning,
and it was Xander.
Like,
yeah,
but you said you. I mean, you literally texted me Saturday morning, and you were like, "Hey, this tournament's over. This is Cantley and shot, and there's nothing you can do." And I was like, "What? Why?"
I picked the wrong Ryder Cup team.
Okay,
I went with Fleetwood and Garcia, and I should have, you know, kind of just went with Cantley and Xander, because that was a tournament Xander would win.
Yeah.
He's not going to win anything by himself.
That was terrible. How did your picks do specifically?
Zero. Big old goose egg. Wow. We lost $1,000.
Shit.
Yeah, paid my bookie a lot of money.
You're real. Yeah, your real one.
Yeah, my actual bookie. Trying to lay low right now.
Sure, yeah. Sure. The beard's thicker.
Yeah. Might actually get the beard trimmed today.
All
just
right.
To throw him off my trail.
Yeah. I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it. How short are you going with it?
I don't know. We'll see how that goes.
All right, we'll play it by ear.
Maybe I don't deserve this beard. I don't know. This is a power beard, and I've given them...
You have no power.
No power picks.
No, and you have no powers when it comes to golf. This weekend, though, do you turn it around because it's the Mexico Open?
I think we do. I'm blaming last week on team chemistry. Like, I had no feel for that. Because, obviously, it's a solo sport, right? It's not mm-hmm. a team sport.
Right, right.
It's not the Ryder Cup.
No.
Bullshit tournament in New Orleans.
Sure.
And this is a bullshit tournament in Mexico.
Where in Mexico is it, you know?
No idea. This is a first year event. Used to be a WGC, I think. But yeah, now it's just some BS tournament with a worse field. Obviously, John Rahm is your clear favorite.
God.
I believe he's 4-1.
I mean, it's crazy. He hasn't won yet this year.
Yeah, but like no one's playing this fucking tournament.
And he's 4-1. So do you go with John Rahm? Does he finally get off the schneid? Because he's been favored in every single tournament of the year.
He should, but we're Danny Value picks. I'm not going to give you the favorite, of course. That's stupid.
And he hasn't won yet. So it's not like picking the favorite would have done you any good. He's been favored in every tournament, and he hasn't won. So who gives a shit? I'm with you. Who do you got this week?
So this week, we're going Gary Woodland at 22-1, $100 there. And then we got Alex Smalley, 25-year-old from Duke, hits the fuck out of the ball at 90-1. $100 there is my long shot. And then we got Sebastian Munoz for my top 10 at plus 300. So 3-1, $100 there.
Is it because he's got a Spanish flair in his last name?
No, but the top 20, first pick on the top 20, Carlos Ortiz, home game model. He's from Mexico.
Yeah, he is.
He is a Mexican. So that is plus 240, $300 there. We're just going all in on Carlos Ortiz, the top 20. Need that to hit. That'll be...
Might it be
quite the blow if he doesn't top 20.
Boy, three hundo, dude, yeah, on Carlos Ortiz. Oh, what are that's going to pay off at what, 780 probably? Somewhere in that neighborhood.
Do the math.
It's 2.5 to 1.
Yeah. So three, I mean, just times three.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm just going to put the card up anytime.
Yeah, yeah. I need to read it. So it's 720. I believe it pays 720.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
If I, you know, my times tables are a little, you know, rusty, but I think I figured that out. Then Lonzo Griffin, plus 260, $100 there. Alex Smalley, covered my basis there, plus 320, $100 there. Mm. Joseph Brantlett, plus 420, $100 there. And then Brandon Hagee at 6-1, $100 there. I picked all long hitters because not a whole lot is known about this tournament. Giorgio, go ahead and flip it back to me. But it is a long course. So okay. It's going to favor some long-distance hitters.
Some big hitters. Some llamas. I like it. I like it. I don't know where this is. I know it's in Mexico. And I know it's the Mexico Open.
And first annual.
It doesn't sound right.
Doesn't sound right.
Doesn't roll off the tongue.
Doesn't feel like it's the right week.
Oh, the Mexico Open. If it was next week on Cinco, sure.
I did less preparation for this than I have probably of any show we've done. So these will hit.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, the less work he does, the better it'll
the better I
be.
Do. I mean, yeah. Literally, I mean, when Paige made my picks, like, made money. So there we go.
And you were getting taunted over the last week. One of the listeners said the only good week he's had since that winning bet was when the chick
that's not
made
true,
his
though.
Picks for him. I understand that.
Simply not true. And also picks that were in spite of me. So they weren't actually her picks. They were my
people
picks.
Are coming after you. Okay, we need a victory. But the Mexico Open is what you're saying is it's not the place to drop a lot of coin on.
No, but we're going to do it anyway.
Of course, of
because
course.
Why not? There's nothing else going on. There's NBA playoffs. I guess you can bet on that. I keep losing.
NBA is tough to bet on, man. It's very hard.
Sixers are about to blow a 3-0 lead.
What is the series?
It's dark. It's 3-2 right now.
Shut the fuck up. Is it really?
It's going back to Toronto.
Are you guys going to be out a couple players? For COVID?
I think Thibel still can't play. And then Embiid's obviously got the fucked up thumb. But, you know, it's dark times right now.
Yeesh. Man, if they lose to the Raptors. 6-6-6-6-6.
I mean, I'm lost. I'm lost right now. I'll be honest.
Yeah, I can see your
do
eyes.
I feel good about these picks? No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay, great.
Will they hit? Maybe.
Maybe.
But go ahead and type in promo code.
Drinking Bros.
Drinking Bros.
Double your deposit up to $1,000. Since you've lost all confidence and what appears to be all hope in life itself.
Right, because when I don't win my bets, there's really nothing else going on for me.
To live for, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Like this is all I got.
No, I get it.
At this point.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. We've all been there.
Yeah.
Dark, dark days.
You don't even know.
No, brother, I do.
It's hard to stare you in the eyes right now.
No.
But
have
I am.
Have you up your hard money guys yet, Dan?
Yeah, I got some, you know.
Some floater?
9% interest rates?
Yeah, well, 30-year fixed, 4.99, 3 points. And then, you know, if you're going kind of a fix and flip, it really depends on your experience, whether it's 7.99 or 9.99.
Absolutely.
Yeah, how many fix and flips do you have on your past?
And my resume?
Yeah. If you got three or more, I can get you at 7.99 at 2 points.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I flipped properties, not intentionally, though. One intentionally. I was hiding capital gains taxes from the government, so it was nice to flip that in. Twice. Sure, yeah. Twice I've done that. Got to hide the money from Biden. All right, this week, kids, I am going. I've been pretty fucking close. I feel pretty confident. And everything that I'm
are
doing.
Are you going to save us, Ross?
I hope so. If I win, though, before Delco does, it'll be the greatest day of all time.
That will definitely that get the applause. That will get the button immediately.
In particular, like,
on my own show,
it's the Mexico Open, too. Like, oh, it'd be great. I might get a full Mexican flag to go behind me on set here. All right. So I'm going with Cameron Tringale.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to go with our boy Cam Champ.
That's my other pick.
There we go.
Dead serious.
He's going all cams.
I'm going all cams for this one. I'm going full camo. I'm going Cam Tringale, and I'm going Cam Champ in this one.
Now, if Cam Tringale wins this tournament and you pick up that dub,
yep.
And he picks up his first PGA Tour win, then, like, I mean, props to you.
Yeah.
Like, he's never won on tour.
He's never won on tour, but that is...
He has the most starts on the PGA Tour history, I believe, without a win.
So, and I think he needs something... Like the Mexico Open, yeah. Where it's a course that no one knows anything about.
Right.
It's not like people are going there and their fun time, you know, and they're off time playing the Mexico Open course.
There might not be fans.
I don't know what there's going to be there.
Like if it's in a resort town or anything, like I Where is Vidanta? I don't know.
I don't know. I've never heard of that city in Mexico.
Resort town, according to our resident Mexican.
Okay. Yeah, you big fan there? Is all the food authentico?
Yeah, so no one's going to be at this thing.
No.
No one.
No, dude. I bet you if you're watching on TV, you're going to see a fat lady on the side of probably hole eight just making hot dogs rolled up in bacon.
Dan, you trying to go?
This weekend?
Yeah.
I mean, what else we got to get? I don't know.
It's pretty close, sure. Right?
See the Mexico Open? I'm not sure. It depends on what side of Mexico it's on, right?
I prefer the Pacific.
Is it?
It's on the Pacific
side.
It's
on the Pacific? Okay. All right. That's a flight.
So much research I did.
Yeah, that's a flight. That's a flight. Okay.
Yeah, but you forget we're in Texas.
Sure. Sure.
Not that big of a flight.
You still got to go across and down, you know? I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it, you know?
Yeah, well, you'd be in the White House.
Cancun I'll do.
I actually don't have an active passport right now.
I don't either, actually.
So it's hard to get out of the country.
Yeah, and I actually don't have a desire to go out of the country either, so, yeah.
Neither, really.
Yeah, not at all. But
I was thinking at the end of the year I was going to take, like, a solo vacation,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, do I even bother get my passport renewed, or do I just go to Hawaii?
I'd go to Hawaii at this point.
I think I might be an island boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to give it a shot.
10 out of 10. Get that island life.
No one knows it better than Bob. God damn it.
Maybe we'll pay for it this weekend at the Mexico Open.
The Mexico Open.
With a Gary Woodland or Alex Smalley win. We'll see.
Yeah. Or just bet all cams like me. Just go full camo this weekend, which is what I'm doing down in Mexico. Go to mybookie.com, promo code Drinking Bros, double your deposit up to $1,000. So if you put in $1,000, you're going to wake up with $2,000 in your bank accounts. It is worth it. Best golf odds on the planet. I don't know how I feel about you this week. I really don't. I don't know that I'm making these picks with you this week. I usually do. I usually ride with you. Right. I don't like your...
My attitude?
Your attitude.
Right? I actually like the attitude that I'm going forward with.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's aggressive.
Yeah.
It's real aggressive. So maybe dial it back 4 or 5 notches because you're starting to lose it. You're starting to lose it.
Who could say?
Who can say? Going all cams, bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Kids, promo code Drinking Bros doubles that deposit up to $1,000. We'll see you on the links.